Well, the temperature has really changed. I'm glad I at least brought my windbreaker today, but I'm thinking I should even have something a little heavier. Fans that came in shorts and T-shirts, it's quite a difference than it was an hour ago. Lowered into the motion. The pitch popped up. Left field side, third base person going over, but it's going to run out of territory. It goes as a long strike. Nothing in one. Bottom of the fourth inning here. Scoreless. Hornets trying to change that. Nobody out. Two on. Nothing in one to Gander. And Lord with a pitch. That one is a ball. Runner is leaning from first and second, going about halfway, but now getting back. A ball and a strike to the hitter. So Gander in, and here goes the 1-1 offering. She bunts it. Oh, beautiful bunt right in front of the plate. They'll throw to first in time. Sacrifice complete. That throw to third is wide down the line. Martin is going to score from third. Throw to third, not in time to get Fisher. Hornets are on the board 1-0 as they run it in. So Gander laid down a perfect sacrifice bunt. Ava Martin went to third, and then she stepped over the bag. They threw to third really high and down the line, and she scores. Hornets around the board. Fisher at third, one away for McCorkle. Lord set to work. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. This is such a tight game. The Hornets would love to get that second run across. Runner at third. Lord into the motion. The pitch is a ball. Down even at one ball and one strike. A little more dust blowing across the diamond. 1-1, the count. Here comes the next pitch. It is going to be a changeup high. 2-1 to the batter. So Fisher at third base. See what the Hornets decide to do here with a 2-1 offering. Here comes the pitch. High and outside. Ball three. 3-1. Hornets had not beaten River Valley since 2012, and I'm not sure the last time that they swept them. I don't know the last time that they've beaten a Dodgeville team. Here's the pitch, popped up and fouled out of play. Two strikes. A long way from being over, but again, they challenged him all the way to 9 innings the first time these two teams played. So at least they know that they're in the same ballpark with them again. Full count offering. Here's the pitch. Down low, they walked her. Ebony McCorkle on for the second time today. And that'll bring up freshman Reagan Shep. Shep grounded out for her first time up. Chance for some more chances to score here for the Hornets. Still only one away in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Reagan takes time and now is ready. Ava Lord into the motion. And here comes the pitch down low. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Fisher back to third. McCorkle at first for the Hornets. One run across, only one away here in the fourth inning. Lord set to work. And here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner going from first to second, and she'll be there with a stolen base. But now runners at second and third for the Hornets. Count is at one ball and one strike. Runners on the bags at second and third. The 1-1 from Lord. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Throw over to third. Runner is there. So now 1-2 to the Hornets' number 7 hitter. Lord looking down for the target. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and there are two away. The batter will be Savannah Russell. Savannah looking for an opportunity here with runners at second and third. Hornets trying to get something else going here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Fisher and McCorkle retreat to their respective bases. Nothing and one. Lord into the motion. The pitch bounced toward third. Picked up there. Throw to first in time. That'll do it. Russell grounds out. Hornets score one and strand a pair. They do it with the aid of two base hits. No errors. And we have completed four. 1-0. Richland Center leads Dodgeville in area softball from WRCO Sports.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side Richland Center.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. We are here. We haven't blown away yet. Emma Doherty will lead it off. Olivia Forsythe and Lily Weagle batting in the fifth inning for Dodgeville. Hornets now with a 1-0 lead. Fisher working on a little excavating work around the pitcher's rubber and time for the plate to be swept off. And Doherty, the batter, stands in with a wide-open stance against Fisher. Diary into the motion. The pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. At least my papers that got wet from my blown-over water bottle at the beginning of the game, they dried out considerably today. Easier to write now. The pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Reminds me of some of the football, baseball games over the years where you try to write on wet paper. You're broadcasting in the middle of a rainstorm. 2-0 pitch. Ripped in the air, left field, and that one is going to get in there for Dodgeville's first hit. No hitter is broken up. Emma Doherty with a line drive single, and there's one on in the fifth inning for Olivia Forsythe. Forsythe, and there's some dust blown across the diamond again. They're going to wait and stop play just for a moment. Runner at first base. Fisher is set. The pitch, swing and a miss. Throw back to first, and the runner is back in time. Nothing and one. Maybe a few showers tonight, hoping that we get the game in before that happens. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. It is bunted out in front of the plate. Picked up by Fisher. The throw to first in time. Sacrifice is complete for Dodgeville. So the tying run is now at second base. With one away. Nice bunt by Forsythe. Fisher throwing to Chloe Darling for the out. That'll bring up Lily Weagle. Weagle, a strikeout victim, back in the third. Fisher into the motion. The pitch is a ball. One ball and no strikes. Stepping back in is Weagle. Fisher into the motion, and there is the pitch. Strike call. Count even at one ball and one strike. Takes a couple of cuts. Fans back in. Here comes the look by the pitcher, and the deal is swung out and missed. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. This sport, you don't necessarily worry about pitch count, so there's no regulation on that like there is in baseball, other than just a tired arm maybe once in a while. 1-2, here's a swing and a foul back. Good cut by Lily Weagle, got a piece of it, and She'll try again now as the ball goes back to the pitcher. Emma Doherty remains at second base for the Dodgers. Fisher is set up for the 1-2 offering. Here comes the pitch. That one is high and back to the screen, and easily Doherty gets to third base. So Dodgeville has the tying run now, a heartbeat away at third base. The count is 2-2 on Lily Weagle. Players adjusting their masks now as we get ready to go. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there are two outs. 10 strikeouts now for Kyrie Fisher, the Hornets pitcher, and that'll bring up Tommy Krubaugh. Tommy has struck out the previous at-bat. Doherty remains at third for the Dodgers, and the pitch is a ball. One ball and no strikes. Krubaugh moving in, moving up on the handles a little bit. Fisher's next pitch, called for a strike. One ball and one strike. Vanessa James on deck for the Dodgers in the top of the fifth inning. Doherty at third, one and one on Krubaugh. Here's the pitch, low. 2-1 to the batter. A lot of teams have made improvements. There are a lot of young teams in the league this year. Timeout now is the JV warming up. They lost the ball onto the field. All right, play resumes. 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Strike two call. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Hornets trying to get out of it right here. Dodgeville trying to come up with something clutch. Runner at third, two outs, two strikes. Fisher, ready? Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. She struck her out. 11 now for Kyrie Fisher, and Dodgeville trans the runner at third. A leadoff single, and nothing to show for it. No runs. There was a hit. No errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of inning number five. It is a 1-0 lead for Richland Center area softball today from WRCO Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Leading off at the bottom of the fifth, Abigail Williams, and a swing and a miss. Nothing in one. She'll be followed by Carly Meaton and Chloe Darling. Bottom of five, 1-0. Richland Center in the lead in Southwest Conference softball. It's an instant classic here so far tonight. Good ball game. Lord into the motion. Here's the pitch. That one outside. One ball and one strike. Couple of steps out, and Williams coming over. Almost looked like the wind blew her over. She's tying a shoe now, but, ooh, another big gust of wind. Ava Lord back into pitching duty. Here goes Abigail Williams back in for the right side. And the pitch ripped in the air, center field, and in there all the way to the fence for Abigail. She's on to second. She's digging for third. Man, she can fly, and she's there with a triple. Lead-off triple for Abigail Williams of the Hornets. That ball just streamed past the center fielder. back to the top of the order, and Williams at third, or Carly Meaden. Carly, 1-for-2 today. Boy, that was a shot. So here is Meaden. Lowered into the motion, the pitch, called a strike. Nothing in one. Time called for a moment. Another ball coming out onto the field. Again, the JV team's warming up over on the left field side. Dave Darling retrieves that. Maybe they need to play catch the other way. Or maybe the ball just blew out of their gloves. Nothing in one now. Board ready to go. And the pitch bounced toward first. Good score of the run. Bell step on the bank for the out. Throw home. They got her. Oh, that was a close play, but good call. Williams with the throw. The ball over to first base. Olivia Forsythe stepping on the bag for the force and then brought it back home. It's a 3-2 put out, and there are two away. So the opening hit erased, and now time call. Chloe Darling will be the batter. Chloe has flown out and grounded out. Here's the pitch. There's the strike. Nothing in one to the hitter. Time out for the plate to be swept off. Close play at the plate. Williams trying to get the hand in there, but the tag by the catcher, Lily Weagle, blocked it. It was a right there, a close play. We had a good bird's-eye view of it. Nothing in one to the batter. Here comes the pitch. Strike two called. Nothing in two. The defensive play with a really good shot of the arm for the Dodgers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Ripped high in the air, right field. The right fielder is back, and she's got it. It's an adventure out there, but that wind swirling around. Vanessa James hauls it in for out number three. So Lord and the defense faced the minimum thanks to the play at the plate. No runs and a hit. No errors. None left on. To the sixth inning we go. 1-0. Richland Center leads Dodgeville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Buying a new home? Selling? Refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Vanessa James scheduled to lead off here for the Dodgers in the top of the sixth inning, followed by Ava Lord and Breezy Wasley. 1-0 Hornets. Fisher in for her sixth inning of work. And here is James. She walked last time. Here's the pitch. She bunts it. Third base side. It goes foul. Nothing in one. Good attempt by Vanessa James, who's got some good speed going down the first base line, but it was just foul. That'll bring the Hornet infield in a little bit more. James checking in, moving up in the batter's box. Tyree Fisher set to work for the Hornets. The 0-1 is called a strike. Great pitch by Fisher. Just right in the low part of the strike zone. If you are swinging, it's kind of a hard one to get. It was kind of the inside corner, too. Kind of jams you. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. That one is high and outside. One ball and two strikes. J. Ames back in. Here comes the 1-2 offering. It swung on and missed, and there is one away. Back to the top of the order, and that will be Ava Lord. Ava has been on, hit by a pitch, and she has grounded out. 1-0, Richland Center leading in this great game. Teams settling in here, but not a good show. The pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. Truly one of the bigger crowds I've seen for softball here in a long time. 0-1. Here's the pitch. That one high. 1-1. Lord calls time. Now she's in, and here comes Fisher with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2. Wasley on deck for the Dodgers, trying to get something started here in the sixth inning. And it is a 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Fisher now with 13 strikeouts. 2-2. That'll bring up Bree Wasley. Looking for her first hit today. Calls time and now digs in. From the right side, the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Foul ball against the screen for strike one. Hornets trying to get back to the dugout. 0-1 to the batter. The pitch by Fisher. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Brewer baseball this weekend on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Brewers hosting the Twins. 0-2 to the batter. The pitch, fouled back. Wasley got a piece of it. The Twins have been a hot ball club lately. Swept a doubleheader with Baltimore, then won yesterday. Coming into Milwaukee with some hot bats. 0-2 again. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fisher strikes out the side. 14 for her tonight, and Dodgeville retired in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number six. It is a 1-0 lead for Richland Center in Southwest Conference softball from WRCO Sports.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love fast, safe, and fresh. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 9. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Matty McGlynn leads off the bottom of the sixth for Richland Center. Hornets leading 1-0. The pitch ripped in the air, center field. Back is the center fielder, and she's got it. Tommy Krubaugh hauls it in deep center. There is one away. That'll bring up Kyrie Fisher. J.C. Gander also due for the Hornets in the bottom of the sixth. 1-0 ball game. McGlynn with a good strike on that one. Matty has scored the only... Did that back in the fourth inning. Fisher 1-for-2. And here's the pitch. Bounce foul. 0-1. Not a lot of hits in this game. Richland Center with a total of 5. Dodgeville with 1. 0-1 to Kyrie. Here's the pitch by Lord. This one popped up. The catcher is over. And running grab. Nice play by Lily Weigel. Had to hustle on the first base side. and makes the play. There are two outs now. And the batter, J.C. Gander. J.C. has struck out and laid down a sacrifice. So she is in. And Lord, ready to work. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Nothing and one to the batter. Cloudy skies. They've not turned the lights on yet, but they probably could. Going to get darker earlier tonight. JV action follows the varsity game tonight. Nothing and one. The pitch, a ball inside. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Lord, having gotten that big play at the plate, has retired four in a row. The pitch, swing and strike two. One ball and two strikes. Dodgeville will have its 3, 4, and 5 batters up in the top of the seventh inning. One ball, two strikes from Lord. The pitch ripped a left face hit. Gander with a screamer to left field, and she's on at first base. Two-out single, and that'll bring up Ebony McCorkle. Ebony has doubled and walked today for the Hornets. Wouldn't be a bad idea to have an insurance run here. It'll take some two-out heroics. Here is McCorkle and Ava Lord. Toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball foul. Strike one on the batter. Home talent season opening up this weekend, and high school starting to taper down. The baseball teams will be seeding next week. Sure sign that the school year is almost over. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Ring Sports with about a month to go if you go all the way through state tournament time for baseball. 1-1 from Ava Lord. The pitch down low, and the runner holds at first base after it popped loose for a moment. J.C. Gander at first base. 2-1 now to Ebony McCorkle. Or set to work, and rocks and rolls. That one got away for ball three. 3-1 to the hitter. Gander back to first base. 3-1 to Ebony McCorkle, and here comes the pitch. Fouled back on a good cut. That's the hitter's count at 3-1. Now the count is full at 3-2. Ebony calls time. Spans back in. J.C. Gander at first base. Full count offering from Ava Lord. And the pitch. Ripped in the air. Right field. Right fielder makes a great grab. Vanessa James. Backhanded in the right field gap. Taking away a hit from Ebony McCorkle. And that will do it for the Hornets in the inning. No runs and a hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the seventh. Hornets 1, Dodgeville nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of 4 select Hankook DynaPro HD2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Riley Forsythe, leading off the seventh, takes a look at his strike. She'll be followed by Kayla Brahm and Emma Doherty. Here's the pitch. That one is a ball. 1-0 Richland Center. Hornets three outs away from what would be a huge victory, but this Dodgeville team has got some pop in the bats. They are facing the Hornets. 3, 4, and 5 batters up here in the seventh. 1-1 is called outside. Ball 2-1. Dodgeville with a base runner stranded at third in the fifth inning. That was their best chance to score today. 2-1 offering. There it is. Ripped in the air. Well hit. Right fielder coming in. Center fielder over and makes the grab. Abigail Williams pulls it in. There is one away on a well-struck ball by Riley Forsythe. So an out for Kayla Brahm, looking for her first hit today. The Hornets, two outs away. Brahm calls time. Fisher, set. Here's the pitch. Strike called at the knees. Nothing at one. Nice pitch. People bringing some blankets out. Had to go back to their cars and get them here today. Nothing and one. The pitch outside for ball one. 1-1. I'm too far away, but could have went, got my blankie too. 1-1 the count. Fisher back to the circle. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2. Hornets encouraging her. They're ahead of the count, 1-2 now. And the pitch outside, 2-2. Kayla Brahm, the designated player for Coach Gene Van Dyke. He is back in. Fisher ready to work. Here's the 2-2 down low for ball three. Dodgeville has not lost in the Southwest Conference. And the Hornets, two outs away from changing that. They were a play away from changing that earlier this season at Dodgeville. Time out for the plate to be swept and also the pitcher's mound to be worked. A little hint of sun coming out now. Here we go. Full count. A pitch. Swing and a miss, and there are two away. 15 strikeouts for Kyrie Fisher and the Hornets. Emma Doherty will be the batter. She is 1-for-2 today. She has Dodgeville's only single. Here goes the pitch, ripped in the air toward left field. Caught by Carly Meaden, and this one belongs to the Hornets. They hand Dodgeville her first conference loss of the season. A line out to Carly Meaden, and this one is over. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Congratulations, Hornets. Big win here tonight as they continue to come of age in this Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Tonight's final in 6.5 innings, 1-0, Richland Center over Dodgeville, an area softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Dunkin' Rewards play of the game today. Well, the Hornets scored their only run in the fourth inning. Maddie McGlynn led off with a single. Kyrie Fisher had a hit. And then J.C. Gander with a sacrifice, which really did a great job getting the runners over to second and third. And then on a throwing error back to third base after the ball went to first base for the out on J.C., throwing back to the bag, the ball down the line, and the score for Maddie McGlynn, and that's the game's only run coming across the turning point of the game. The Hornets, two hit, one run, fourth inning. Dunkin' offering you all kinds of rewards. Stop by and see what your points can do, and your rewards can be found at Dunkin' and Richland Center. We'll be back with the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Get ready and rolling with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Right now, save up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc bind disc mower conditioners during the Ready and Rolling sales event. Fast, reliable, built to perform, and backed by serious savings. But hurry, these offers end June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer, and get ready and rolling today. Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. A 1-0 score here. The Hornets get the win against the Dodgeville Dodgers. And looking back over the roster, Matty McGlynn, 1-for-3 for the Hornets. Kyrie Fisher, 1-for-3. J.C. Gander, 1-for-2 with a sacrifice in there. And Ebony McCorkle with a double. And she walked. So she was down a couple of times. And Abigail Williams with a triple today. So the Hornets had some extra base hits, but only muster the one run. As it turns out, that's all they would need as Kyrie Fisher again stands up and strikes out 15 today. Ava Lord suffers the loss. She strikes out a total of 4. The other impressive thing on this, I would say it's another inclement day with all the wind that we've had. The wind gusts near 30 miles per hour, but neither pitcher walked a batter, and I think that's worth noting as well. A couple of just outstanding efforts here today. And so Richland Center with the victory now with an improvement on the record of 11-8. They are 5-4 in the conference. Dodgeville falls to 15-6. They are 8-1 in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. For the Hornets, a big victory here today, and they'll prepare for a couple of more games coming up here before the WIAA tournament. It appears that they will have the conference game, which will be happening on Monday night, but then possibly, depending on the seeding meeting, they may have a non-conference with Royal next week as well. We'll keep you posted on that. That would probably be next Thursday. Otherwise, for Dodgeville, they will be taking on Sauk Prairie at home on Monday, and they'll be at Prairie du Chien on Tuesday. Richland Center is scheduled to play at Platteville coming up on Tuesday. Well, there's JV ball, so they're making way for the next game. We'll make way for that as well. Today's game engineered by Tim Thede. Thanks to our sponsors as well. We invite you to join us for more action coming up on Monday. We'll be back at Ithaca for high school baseball action from the Ridge and Valley Conference. That's our next local broadcast here on the radio. Have a great weekend, everyone. And again, congratulations to the Hornets. Nice victory. This was an instant classic. If you're a Hornet fan, 1-0, they get the win over an always tough Dodgeville team here at Richland Center High School. Good day, everyone. You've been listening to Area Softball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Tonight we salute some of the top achievers for the Richland Center High School track team. I spoke yesterday with Coach Laura Ewing, and she talked about some of the Hornet leaders this year for the track season.
On our boys team, we have had some awesome PRs throughout the season. We're just getting better and better. So Just a couple of people that I wanted to mention. I mean, our senior Grayson Banker has been PRing in the hurdles and the 300 hurdles and the 110 hurdles, and he is creeping up in our sectional and regionals, so that's really exciting. Devin Woodhouse has been really showing up for pole vault, medaling at almost every single meet. Duncan Harper has been really pulling his weight in long jump and getting some really nice distances, which are also medaling in meets. We have Liam Fingerson, who's showing up in the disc and PRing pretty much every single meet. Robbie Budden is showing up in the 800, trying to make it to state this year in the 800. And Ryan Stadler has just been really showing up in our mile and 2 mile. And my favorite, we have the relays, which I absolutely love the relays. Our 4x1 team of Kevin Hernandez, Duncan Harper, Fletcher Harper, and Mason Jelenic, I'm really excited to see what they can do in these next upcoming meets. Our 4x200 meter relay of Robbie Budden, Mason Jelenic, Kevin Hernandez, Fletcher Harper, they're creeping up on our school record for our 4x2. I think they're off by about 1/10 of a second, so I definitely know that they're going to be able to beat that in the next upcoming meets. And then, of course, our 4x4 favorite relay, Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Robbie Budden. This is the second year that they've been all together in this relay, and they are just getting better and better every single time. Especially against these really, really great 4x4 teams. So they're creeping up on that school record, too. They're only a couple seconds away, so I'm really, really excited to see. On our girls' team, just a couple of individual names that I want to mention. First of all, Maddie Huber, she's just been showing up in shot and disc every single meet. She's PRing. She's getting higher and higher every single time in shot and disc, scoring first or second place in pretty much every single meet that we've had. So I'm really excited to see a sparking conference in regionals, sectionals, and state, hopefully. We have Soleil Ewing, who has broke our school record in long jump. Again, she broke it last year, her junior year, and she's broke it again with 17 feet, 4 inches. So that's really exciting. Danica Pauls is showing up in pole vault. That's her favorite event, and she's really showing up every single meet. We have Grace Fretz in the 800 meter, who every single time she runs it faster and faster. So I'm, again, really excited. Pearl Fretz, freshman coming up in the 3200 and the mile, is her times are just getting lower and lower. She's getting us a medal almost every single meet. And we have Charlie Bailey, who is showing up in the 200 and 400, another freshman that I'm really excited to see coming up. As for relays, we have our 4x8 relay of Addie Lawless, Pearl Fretz, Grace Fretz, and Rachel Waterfall. They have broken our school record 2 times this year. They broke their own record that they set this year at our last meet. So that is so, so exciting. And, of course, our 4x4, my favorite relay, Grace Fretz, Lacey Allball, Charlie Bailey, and Riley Banker. I am so super excited. They're competing against some awesome, incredible teams, and they really want to win. So they're creeping up on our school record, and they're also creeping up in our sectional. So I'm super excited to see. We have tons of really incredible athletes putting together some awesome relays. So, I'm really excited for these next 3 meets.
Richland Center track coach Laura Ewing, her team is at the Sparky Reynolds Invitational in Boscobel tonight. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
squirrels ain't scoped a single thing, but I love this country world. Hey man, I'm on the lake, but I'm about to float on back. Out here just slinging bait, but ain't hooked one single bass. Oh, what you gonna do, what you gonna do when you got nothing going on? Yeah, I reckon I pack it on up, pack it on up. Ain't go anywhere but home. Thank God for drinking buddies. They can make a bad day better. Yeah, them drinking buddies. You know we tip them all back together. Downtown lounge in the neon light, out in the sticks on a Saturday night. They always got your back when your wallet runs out of money. Thank God for drinking, buddy. Thank God.
there's no limit.
On the wall is lying. It's not really that late. It's too cold outside of me, walking around the streets of this town, and wherever you think you have to be can wait. Why don't you stay with me? Share all your secrets tonight. We can make believe the morning sun never will rise. Come and lay your head on this big brass bed. We'll be alright as long as you stay. Just no use hiding with it. I'm feeling right now. With you standing there, baby, I swear I can't help but stare.